As the child abuse scandal grows, people are also looking at the record of Pope Benedict's predecessor. John Paul II was the most popular pope of the last century, but new questions are being raised over his alleged role in covering up cases of sex abuse. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
When he died 5 years ago, millions of faithful poured into Rome for John Paul's funeral. The crowds chanted, "Santo subito," make him a saint now. Just 2 months later, Benedict XVI waived the usual 5-year waiting period and put the Polish-born pope on the fast track to sainthood. But in recent weeks, allegations have surfaced that the late pope, or at least members of his inner circle, obstructed an investigation into Marcial Maciel Degollado, the Mexican founder of the Legionaries of Christ, who had both molested young boys and fathered several children with different women.
It is clear now that during the 80s or 90s, there were important cases, for instance, the abuse case of the founder of the Legionaries of Christ, which were shelved in the Vatican, which were hushed up.
Veteran Vatican watcher Marco Politi says John Paul's longtime associate, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the current Pope Benedict, wanted to investigate Maciel.
Ratzinger, as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, was pushing in order to open a proceeding against the founder of the Legionaries of Christ, but there were stronger forces within the Vatican who stopped him.
In 2006, now Pope Benedict, he was finally able to banish Maciel. A long investigative report in the last issue of the National Catholic Reporter revealed that Maciel sent streams of money to the Vatican to buy support for his order. The Italian weekly L'Espresso estimates the Legion's assets at more than $30 billion. Equally serious allegations concern the case of the late Austrian Cardinal Hans Hermann Grohe, who abused an estimated 2,000 boys over decades. His successor, Cardinal Christoph Schönberg, has criticized the Vatican's handling of that scandal when it emerged in 1995. He said officials close to Pope John Paul blocked an investigative commission, and Schönberg even revealed that Cardinal Ratzinger confided, sadly, the other party prevailed. The widely read Vatican expert Sandro Magister says the Catholic Church is paying the price for its past sins.
For a certain period from the 60s to the 90s, in the U.S. as well as in Europe, there was a climate of sexual permissiveness in which the gravity of sex abuse of minors was underestimated, and when priests were involved, even bishops looked the other way. It's not fair to pin the blame on John Paul II.
Robert Mickens, Vatican correspondent of the British Catholic weekly The Tablet, says that within the priesthood there is a certain mistrust of the secular world, and the Polish pope, who grew up under totalitarian regimes, Mickens says, often saw the Catholic Church besieged by the outside world.
Those who wear the Roman collar, those who are part of all this, believe that they're maligned unfairly. And so perhaps, yeah, John Paul II may have felt that this was, again, this onslaught of the Nazis or the communists, but now secularists, secularism, to discredit the church. If you look at what some people have been saying in the Vatican, that kind of paranoia has not gone away at all.
In a letter written in 2001, then Cardinal Ratzinger, under John Paul's auspices, ordered all clerical sex abuse cases be sent to his department and that all cases be subject to pontifical secrecy. His number two at the time, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, said in a 2002 interview, "It seems to me there is no basis for demanding that a bishop be obliged to turn to civil magistrates and denounce a priest who has confided to him to have committed the crime of pedophilia." As the Vatican and the Pope face threats of lawsuits and even criminal proceedings in some countries, Vatican officials are now insisting that the Holy See has always recommended to its bishops that they report abusive priests to the police. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.